Man, I tell you, this has been the longest 3 weeks I've ever had to deal with. What's going on, folks? Sorry, it's Big Daddy coming at you. And I did have a podcast that I recorded before when I was going down to Prescott Valley a couple days ago. But after going back and listening to it, which just turned into a name-dropping shitcast, I mean, I had the whole thing published, ready to go, but something just kept telling me, don't you put this shit out there. This is not who you are anymore, man. Come on. You're better than fucking this. So I deleted it. I know some folks probably like, oh, man, you should just put it out anyway because, you know, we want to see who you're talking about. And, yeah, usually people just do want to hear the shit. They want to see what folks are getting name dropped and everything and thing. But you know what, though? Honestly, folks, that's really not me anymore. Actually, that's not me no more. Let's just say the last 3 weeks have just been one big-ass humbling experience. I'll say this. Let me retract all that. You know how I do. I will say that the last, I would say, since April, since I've been dealing with this entire damn thing with my massage license. Sorry, I'm just kind of distracted right now looking at all this nature and everything. Yes, I'm back home up in the northern Arizona part. So this has been. I've been trying my best to sit back and just think about all the things, why this is happening. Why does this shit keep happening to me? And mostly it's just only just in this particular season where I become a massage therapist. Well, I was doing good. Up until the point where the state, you know, introduced that law, and I've talked about before, about the second background check. So said second background check goes, it's a non-level 4 clearance card that is submitted to DPS and FBI, where they dig deep. And I'm talking deeper than goddamn Atlantis. Some old shit popped up of mine that wasn't taken care of, so your boy basically had some charges. It was a disposition that good old City of Flagstaff never took care of. I thought it was taken care of. But I learned something. When they tell you everything will be good, don't worry about it. Anyone listening to this podcast who's in the health profession field, any kind of health profession field, if they say, hey, you have nothing to worry about, bullshit. You have that sumbitch. Check them dispositions right there. I mean, have them check back, front, forward, sideways. You have them check the entire damn thing. And you don't, whatever you do, just don't let them go away with saying that, hey, no, everything's fine, everything's cool. Bullshit. Because it's not. They're just trying to get you away. They're just trying to get you out of there just to make sure everything's good. So don't do it, folks. Don't do it. Don't trust their asses. And I know I said wasn't going to name drop, but know what? Goddamn Flagstaff court system. Shit. I was walking around with a pending trial, folks. I kid you not, for some bullshit for the past 30 years. And when the main boss, when she looked at my papers and everything, she was like, sir, we only carry these charges, these papers, all this paperwork, we only carry it up to 7 years, and we shred shit. We, you know, she goes, your cases, we don't even have files on nothing anymore. So she wrote me a letter, so I had to send that to DPS. Now the ball's rolling for me to get a good cause exemption to get my license back. And I'm so damn glad. I'm not going to lie. I need this right now to bring money in. That way I can still work on all the other stuff I really want to do in my life, which is my podcasting, which is my writing, voiceover stuff. I've been practicing all this lately, folks. This has been the most humbling ass experience ever. Only because, you know, I learned about manifesting years ago. And if you're not mindful of your damn thoughts, if your path gets off track, if everything just starts going sideways because you're not in alignment with who you feel that you are or that you deep down know that what you're about, shit's going to go sideways. I started low vibing. I started getting my damn feelings instead of thinking of everything from like a business perspective, a business point of view. What I should have done was kept working on all my stuff, okay, from the get-go, a long time ago, instead of doing like I do and waiting until the last damn minute until something gets fucking taken away. You got to be on top of your game, man. I've been taught this for years. Be on top of your damn game. And Big Daddy hasn't been on top of his game lately, but it's forced me, all this shit that's been going on, it's forced me to step back and take a look at everything, what the hell, you know, from A to Z, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, what could I work on, stuff that needs improving, stuff that just needs to be buckled down with, period. And like I said, the humbling experience is having to have moved back home. After I told a whole bunch of people, I'm never moving back to fucking Flagstaff. The reason why I feel that all this happened, sitting back, meditating, just looking at all this, talking with my circle, we all came to one conclusion. You know that your life is about to make a big, big change. So life stepped in. Life said, okay, this is all what you want. You want to write. You want to do voiceover. You want to do this. You want to do that. Cool. Here's some shit that needs to be taken care of, and here I am taking care of it. They're going to be sending me paperwork. That way I can do the whole, you know, process still. And it's already been a process. It's already been like one big long-ass headache. But I'm glad I'm getting it done. Why? Because I learned about manifesting. It wasn't about manifesting thousands and thousands of dollars and stuff like that. No. I told the universe, hey, give me the strength to see this through. Whatever it is that you're trying to show me, give me the strength to deal with it. And it produced. And it has been producing. Still producing. All that stuff. Am I a firm believer in the power of manifesting now more than ever? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, I had to get mindful of my thoughts again. I had to get mindful of a lot of shit. And it's been to my benefit. So to all those people out there who say, oh, manifesting ain't shit, I've tried it, it doesn't work. Here's what I learned about manifesting. If you ask for a certain thing, let's say you want to ask, well, I want $10,000 to show up in my bank account every day. Are you at a level? Are you at a place and space in your life to receive that? See, a lot of people will talk about manifesting. You know, if you can manifest this, just put it out there to the universe, and guess what? It'll come back to you. They're missing 10 huge steps, y'all. But I'm going to talk about a few real quick. Step number one, get over yourself. Get over yourself meaning that if you're in a low vibe spot right now, if your ass is stank like mine was, you will only receive what you put out there depending on your frequency or your vibe, whatever you want to call it. My shit was stank. No joke. My shit was stank. I had to get up to a vibe where, you know, I could receive all this. And now it's happening. All this stuff that I've been putting out there into the universe, it's slowly coming in. Not the money, but strength for a better life. Perspective. I've been asking for perspective big time. Clarity. I've been, you know, that clarity. Clarity is a motherfucker, man, because a lot of times we see the shit happening in front of our faces, but yet there's a lot of smoke screens in front of our eyes. There's a lot of noise, and it could be in the form of, you know, our own head, our own past thoughts, our own stank-ass shit, or it could be friends, it could be family, it could be your environment. If you're not in the spot to receive, you're not going to receive it. So start getting good with yourself, man. You know, if you're religious and if you're all about prayer, do your prayers. If you're like me, if you believe in, you know, spirits, especially within yourself, because everything, here's what I believe. And it's, you know, it's a paraphrase quote from Miyamoto Musashi. He's one of Japan's greatest swordsmen. I've talked about him before. And he said, everything that you need in life, everything to get stronger, faster, more money, more rich, more powerful, everything is within. You need to not look anything outside of yourself. You must always look within. And trust me, ever since I started doing that, shit. Because you got to get good with yourself, folks. I've had some trauma that I've been dealing with all my damn life. And with me not working with me, sitting back and just looking at everything, trying to take care of all the stuff, it's really given me a chance to sit back and look deep, deep, deep within and say, Philip, you need some help, dude. Look at everything. Write shit down. See some of the stuff that you've already worked on. Give yourself, congratulations for that and keep moving forward. That was the one main thing I wasn't doing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot of things. It's one thing that a lot of folks don't know how to do with themselves, but they'll give it to everybody else. Grace. Seriously. Grace is basically, forgiveness. And a lot of people just don't know how to forgive themselves for shit that's happened. And a lot of folks will forgive others. They'll give everyone the love and the props and everything that they deserve. They'll give them their flowers left and right, but they won't save that shit for themselves. I'm going to say that one more time. They won't save that shit for themselves. They'll dish it out. They'll keep giving. And they empty their cups and they don't refill for themselves, man. I've learned to say, fuck everybody else. Why? Because I need that love, that forgiveness. I need that time, that place and space for me to get good with myself. Everyone needs all that what I just said. They need it for themselves in order to receive their blessings, their manifestations. You know, you can't go, and that, like I tell a lot of folks, you can't go sin 6 days a week and go on church on the seventh day and think everything is going to be cool. No, it don't fucking work like that. Be a good person all the damn time. I'm not talking about being a nice person. I'm talking about being a good person. Being a nice person means people are going to run over you. There's everyone's, when they see nice people, and I've done this, when we see nice people, we think, oh, we gonna get this motherfucker. we gonna get over on this motherfucker. We gonna get exactly what we need. And 9 times out of 10, we'll discard that nice person, making them more damaged than they already are. A good person stands up for themselves. They stand up for not only for themselves, but they'll stand up for them, for their community, for other people. But they also have the biggest boundaries of all. Don't underestimate that good person, because a good person will smack the shit out of you. They protect themselves. A nice person doesn't. A nice person will let everyone from the hilltop down to the damn sewer take advantage of them, whereas a good person is going to be like, nah, uh-uh. I love you, but you know what? I love me more. I want to help you, but your motherfucking ass, you ain't doing shit right now. You being stank. Fuck you. So be a good person. It won't hurt. I'm not talking about be an asshole or bitch, because we have plenty of those in this world. And there's plenty of people who will say, well, I'm this way because of this way. No, now you're being a fucking victim. Don't be a goddamn victim. Manifest your higher self. And how do you do that? Like I said earlier, take a long look at yourself about shit that you don't like about yourself. The shit that's good about you, that you really absolutely enjoy about yourself. And make those changes. Elevate. No one's telling you to start, meditating and shit like that. Just take a look at yourself. We all need work. We all need to balance ourselves out. And I think, honestly, well, I don't think. I feel, honestly, this is some of the best work I've done to myself. Ever since this shit started with me about 6 or 7 years ago, being on this healing journey, man, I have to say this is probably the biggest progress I've made so far. All right, folks, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to get some water, and I actually wanted to find a little something for you real quick. So this is the quote from Miyamoto Musashi, the one I said earlier. So instead of paraphrasing, here's the exact word for word what he said. And this is coming straight from the Book of Five Rings, okay? There is nothing outside of yourself that can ever enable you to get better, stronger, richer, quicker, or smarter. Everything is within. Everything exists. Seek nothing outside of yourself. Now, when I read this quote from the Book of Five Rings, oh man, that was years ago. And a lot of businessmen use his book as a business strategy book. And if you really have sat down and read it, it'll teach you a lot about business. It'll teach you about strategy. But most of all, it's going to teach you about life. this man, he was beyond a masterless samurai. He was just him. As he would say back then, like a lot of, you know, cool ass folks back then who were present with themselves, he would just tell folks, "I am." "I am" goes a long way. "I am" meaning that he is who he is. You could even say Popeye. Yes, Popeye the Sailor Man. "I am what I am." And that's exactly who Musashi was. Napoleon, all these other cats, they knew who they were. They knew what they were about, because that's what made them. They looked deep inside themselves and they said, "Yes, this is who I am. I can't change anything. I can't change anything about myself. I'm not going to change anything about myself, because if I do that, that goes against migraine." Okay, not a migraine headache, but going against the grain of who they are. So take that to heart, folks, or take it as you will. Sometimes, you know, inspiration comes in all forms, all different ways, and we can either listen to reason of the past, or we can keep treading along like we're doing right now, trying to get all of our information from this crazy ass electronic world. And it's really not working anymore, is it? When you sit back and look at a lot of things that are going on in this crazy ass life we're living right now, in this crazy modern age, shit just isn't working. That's where I turn to the lessons of my past, and a lot of it goes back to magic. Because magic is manifestation. My grandma, thankfully, she taught me so much about magic. And it wasn't about spells and potions. It was about life. It was about, you know, stuff that I forgot about. And I didn't try to forget it. I was just not in the space to really remember it clearly. I started getting, you know me, when I started stuttering and shit like that, I started getting frustrated with myself. So hold on. Oh yeah. And I farted too. Oh yes. That's what I needed most of all. So grandma's lessons, she really taught me that life moves in cycles. It moves and shifts. It ebbs and flows. That's the secret of magic. And whether you like it or not, everything is magic. Everything from the wind blowing to the snow falling to, you know, asteroids colliding into planets, into each other, the energy throughout the universe. It's all magic. And when we forget about our magic, we forget a lot of the lessons that we're supposed to be doing in this lifetime. We lose track of ourselves. We, you know, we let things come in, or we let stank ass people come into our lives who disrupt it, get us fucked up, all because their asses are stink. All because they realize that, hey, no, this is my life. You know, I'm from the streets. You know, it is what it is. No, it is what it is as death. Just because something is doesn't mean it always must be. And the one thing you must be is positive in your life. Shit happens. You know, yes, there's bad people out there. There's people out there who will hurt all of us in a second. They won't hesitate in order for them to be ahead in life. But you also have a choice to make sure that you're doing right by yourself. So do right by yourself, folks. If you want to be rich, fucking get rich. If you want to be famous, then fucking get famous. This is your life. You do what you got to do to manifest that shit. And I promise you, man, I promise you, it'll all be worth it. So far, it's all been worth it to me to do everything what I'm doing. You know, I'm back home. I need to spend time with my mom, my family. You know, even though I was feeling a certain type of way, but that was old Philip getting in his head of, of thinking about shit from the past that, you know, that hurt me. And sometimes I don't want to come back home and stay for long periods of time, because that old Philip creeps in, thinking that, yeah, they're just going to hurt me again. I can't tell them certain things, because certain things they're going to come back and say. I've learned that no matter what, when you're on your healing journey, no one is going to be at the same level you are. Okay? You know that deep down you can't tell certain people certain things, because you know you're not going to get the response that you deeply and truly want. Okay? with my healing journey and the changes I made when I was away, I'm trying to honor that person still. But my family still sees me as a certain way. They don't want me to change. And I say that with all due respect and love because I'm living it. But it's my job to make sure I keep showing up as this person who's changed, who's more caring, who's more loving, who's more open-minded, but who has his boundaries. And the last couple days, yeah, he's been coming back because I have to be that person. I can't fall back into that old Philip who was shit-talking and stuff like that. Even though I'm staying at my mom's house, I stay in my room because I have to protect my peace. I don't want to sit there and gossip and do all that shit like me and my mom used to. I can't. I don't want to sit there and drink, you know, with everybody or go out or go have a beer and hey, oh, no, come on, you got to at least have one beer. No, I don't have to do shit. I don't know. The only thing I got to do is stay Philip Magana and die. That's all I got to do. So, folks, you will be tested. And a lot of my kids who say, yeah, Pops, we're on the healing journey too, man. We got to get rid of some shit. They face the opposition. A lot of them keep going, but a lot of them give up. They're like, nah, fuck it. Why bother? You bother because you care. You bother because you started this journey. Finish what you started. Because you only have one goal in this life. It's to live the best you can. Because the prize that's waiting us all, we know what that is. We're going to die someday. So why not take care of yourself? Why not be your best version? Why not? Just fucking do it. Because in the end, the ones who are left, they're going to remember the kind of person you are. Even though it's only up to you to know what kind of person you are now, manifest a good life for you. What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. But just remember, two kings or two queens can't live inside your body. One of them has to go. The one who has to go, let that be the old version of you. It's okay to rebuild yourself. It's okay to start completely from scratch. Fuck everybody and do you. I've run into folks I knew in the past who have left Flagstaff and we've reconnected somewhat. And the cool thing is, they've completely reinvented themselves. No shit from Flagstaff. Nobody to say, oh, man, I remember when you did this. And they say, yeah, you know what? I do, too. But that's not who I am anymore. It's cool. It's cool to relive all that shit. But you can't relive it to the point where people are going to try to be comfortable with remaking you into their image. Don't do that. Stay away from their asses. I got a lot of people who do that shit now, you know. Or they're in the spot where they're good and I feel like they're being judgmental sometimes and they look at everyone else in a certain light. But that's on them. Remember that. That's on them. You're gonna run into people that are doing the same damn thing. Oh, I remember you were this kind of person. You changed. To all those people, before I get out of here, if you're hearing that a lot, well, you changed, man, you changed. You're not the same person. Tell them like I tell them, you goddamn right I've changed. The fuck was I supposed to do? Stay the same person to satisfy your ass all these years? Hell nah. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it. Live your life exactly the way you want to, and I promise you, it'll be for the best. And speaking of best, I best get off here so I can go goddamn eat. I've missed y'all. I know it's been a while, but I had to take care of some shit, and I've been taking care of it. Please, please, please. Live your best life. Believe in you. Because if you don't believe in you, ain't no one else going to do it. But Big Daddy does believe in you, no matter where you're at in your life. I love you. I believe in you. Keep doing the damn thing. And as always, mwah! Peace!